Previously on the Social Proof Podcast.
So for small business entrepreneurs, what is the best practice? Like, what should we be doing?
Yeah, so there's a couple things. So one, definitely you want to be aware with of the tax code, right? So whether that's working with a tax professional, CPA, just getting educated on that. So that's number one. And then number two, you just want to make sure that you're taking advantage of the ways to save money on taxes. So the six big ways to save money on taxes is maximizing deductions. So just being aware of how you can maximize your deductions. If you don't know what a deduction is, basically deduction is an expense that you have in your business. And there's four requirements that the IRS has as far as deducting things from your income. And the four requirements, I call it tax-free, another acronym. So the first part of that free is it needs to be for business. So okay. If the expense is for business, you can go ahead, write that off, take that off from your income. The next part of that is R, which is regular. So it needs to be seen as regular or ordinary for the business. So again, like you, what you're doing right now.
For the business and the R is regular.
Regular. So the IRS calls that ordinary.
Okay.
So in your case, right? So you have this podcast, a regular or ordinary expense would be lights, microphone, camera. Those kind of things are considered ordinary or regular for the business. Maybe if you're buying nail supplies for this, and you're not doing nails or not talking about nails, like that's not regular ordinary for this type of business. So you want to make sure it's ordinary. Next part of that is essential. The IRS also calls that necessary. And it just needs to be what you need in order to have your business generate revenue and be profitable, et cetera. And the last part of it is extravagant less. So it can't be extravagant. So one of the things that people do is like—
Extravagant less?
That's a word I made up. So it's a word okay, gotcha, to make gotcha, that free. Gotcha, gotcha. It was a stretch.
For sure.
It was a stretch. I'm not going to lie.
Just reaching on that last E, bro.
A little bit of reach. But the IRS calls that not extravagant or lavish. So basically what that means is that let's say you're going out to a dinner or whatever. You can deduct for a business meal, right? So you can go ahead, have a meal with someone, a client, a potential client or a customer, and you could deduct for that meal. But if you're going out there and you guys are dropping like $10,000, you guys are popping champagne and doing all this other stuff, then that could be deemed as potentially extravagant or lavish. It's like, okay, the IRS is going to look at that as like, okay, you're doing the most. And then they're going to want to dive deeper into it. And that's how people get audited and start, raising red flags with the IRS.
You should use like economical.
Economical. I like that.
You like that?
That's a real word.
Yeah.
Except it's
extravagant less. It threw me through a loop because I'm thinking.
Yeah. It's like almost like a double negative a little.
Exactly.
Yeah. I feel you. Economical. I like that. Yeah. So the thing about it was I wanted to use a word that they use, but I like that. Economical. I'm gonna switch it up.
That's what I'm here for, man. Best coach in the world, man. Go to V-Board of
Me. Appreciate you.
Go to V-Board of Me.com. Be a part of this. Okay. So are you good with money? What'd you say?
I'd say so. Relatively good.
So I know a CPA. I was not good with money. You feel like understanding how money works and actually like saving and stuff like that yourself, it's two totally different things.
That's true. So yeah, knowledge doesn't necessarily mean application.
Yeah.
Facts. That's real.
So what are some of the things that you would say like you're good with money? Like, why do you say you're good with money?
Yeah, I say I'm good with money because I believe that I make great investments as it relates to my business. So if I'm going to spend money, I already know where that money is going to be. I'm pretty analytical. So if I'm spending money on a certain expense, I expect to try to have at least like a 2x return or potentially 5x return on that money that I invested. So that's one way.
Give me an example.
So I invested it. So I recently invested in a program to teach me how to use IG or whatever, right? So I spent like $2,000 on a program and I think I ended up making like $30,000 within a month. So like that's kind of what I mean by like just trying to be like responsible and researching the individual and making sure that whatever they do actually works.
What program was that though?
It's one of someone I found on IG.
Somebody you just randomly found?
Someone I kind of, No. So I didn't know the person before. So she was making content, creating content about how to make money online on IG. And I DM'd her and I was like, yo, can you show me the game? She's actually, coincidentally, she's actually a lawyer attorney.
Oh, wow.
And she gave me game on how to do that.
So what did you learn that took you from 2000, you took your investment of 2000 to 30? What'd you learn?
Yeah, a couple things. So really with IG, I just didn't know how to post, bro. So honestly, I was just posting random things. I post my personal life. The biggest thing was I wasn't adding much value. You know what I mean? So I was just kind of posting things that I thought were important. So that was one thing. Consistency. I wasn't consistent with it. Right. And I think the biggest thing was really just ads. So like paying influencer ads. So going on big pages or whatever, paying them some money to post my content. And if it's good content, valuable content, like the gems that Neil was dropping, that actually inspired me to really start looking and diving into that podcast y'all did. Yeah, he was talking about his $1,000 hack and all that kind of stuff. I was just like, okay, yo, let me look at a little more into IG. Because before I was looking at IG, I was just like, people aren't here just posting random pictures. And, you know, I didn't understand. I didn't really see it as a true monetization tool because I was heavy in Facebook ads before that.
So it was like the consistency. You just didn't know how to post at all, which is glad. That's why I'm glad we're doing the boot camp. Because everybody's going to leave understanding what you now know. Well, in terms of anything you struggle with on social media?
Right now?
Yeah. And do you want to know?
I'm trying to think.
I'm trying to sell you on coming to my boot camp.
You kind of sold me on that. I want to pull up.
It's about to be amazing.
I think, honestly, for me, content creation, which is funny, content, but I'm not even saying that just to like, so me, I'm pretty good at, so what I, my comfort level in my space is like tweeting. Yeah. So I'm good at, you know, I can come up with a really quick tweet because it's a few characters or whatever, but actually thinking about, okay, because I know video converts pretty well and that creates a bigger connection.
It's so important that Black voices are represented in Black media for so many different reasons. And the next generation of Black voices and influencers from Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collections, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. And every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Smurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. I listen and I'm enjoying these conversations that are for us, by us. Black representation, again, it hasn't always been shared from our perspective. And Black perspectives haven't been censored in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as very nuanced and Black as the country we reflect. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen to the Black Stories, Black Truths on NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
With your audience. So like coming up when thinking about ways that I need to, how do I go about creating a lot of videos that I could use and post and they'll be able to convert well and get a whole bunch of engagement.
I got you, my brother.
You got that in there.
So I actually have a course coming out too, but the boot camp is like really going to be like impactful. It's like one-on-one stuff. But
yeah.
So actually by the time this drops, I probably had a course out. So I appreciate you helping me sell the course to my people. All right. So back to the numbers.
Yeah.
Give me, where do most entrepreneurs mess up in terms of handling the money? Because it's hard, man. And now that you say it, I think that the government figured out a way to protect employees by taking their money first, straight out of the check.
It was a way for them to protect themselves because before it wasn't taken out of their payroll.
Really?
Yeah.
When did this?
I don't remember. I think it had to be hundreds of years ago. But I know when they first started having wages. they weren't taking out of the paychecks because they knew people, if they know that if they just leave it up to people, they're not going to go ahead and they're not going to pay it. Right. So they're just like, you know what? Let's just go ahead and create a system to where it's like automatically pulled out the account.
Yeah. And that's why I say I think it's to protect us too, because it'd be a lot more of us in tax trouble.
Yeah.
Because like first off, and this is just me because I just hate doing it. Every year, I plan on paying taxes quarterly. Every year.
And you should.
I plan on it. That's the goal.
Yeah.
It's on my resolution list.
Right.
And I don't. And then I'm sick when they just want this chunk of money. And I'm like, come on, man. Yeah. That's why I'm about to call. I'm about to call. I'm like, I got a negotiation for you.
Yeah, you need to be paying quarterly at least.
How do you do it? You call the IRS? First off, every time I call them, they just never.
They're not the easiest people to get in contact with. Yeah. So they got an online portal that you can go ahead and put it through.
I can't negotiate through the online portal though.
Oh, if you need to negotiate, then we need to have a conversation. Okay, yeah, we need to.
Because they send you the bill, they want $100. But you know you can call them and say, yo, I got 80. Is that right?
That it's not as
they want to attack me for this podcast. You know what? No, pay the full thing, okay?
Yeah, pay the full thing. They provide an option to do that, but it depends on, because you're dealing with people too, right? So like, depending on who you talk to and your situation, whatever, your financial situation. Like, so it's, you kind of can see it like a little bit like, if I gave you a simple example, like student loans a little bit, you know what I mean? So they take different things into consideration.
So rule number one is call with your humble voice. You're like, hey, man, don't come out, going through some tough times, man. You know, COVID.
Right.
It took us out. So, okay. Yeah, I'm using COVID. Oh, they're going to attack me for this. All right. So what should we be doing as not? Okay, we want to pay quarterly, but how do you pay quarterly?
Yeah. So if you make more than $1,000 in profit, you got to pay them up front. So basically the way it works is there's a couple ways you could do it. So you can estimate how much you're going to make per quarter or during the year. So a good rule of thumb is like maybe between 30 to 50% of your profit, which is like a super conservative amount. Mm. And then there's also what's called like the safe harbor rule too. So this is kind of not necessarily a loophole, but a pass that they'll give you to avoid fines and penalties is if you look at your past tax return and then see how much you owed, if you pay at least, and it depends on different scenarios, but you definitely want to pay at least 100, if not 110% of that number, whatever you owed. And then if you go ahead and use that as your estimate, then they're going to give you a little bit of a pass at the end of the year. So even if you owe more than that, they'll say, okay, at least you made an effort. You looked at last year, and that's kind of the way you could do it. But really, yeah, you want to submit it quarterly. There's the upcoming date now is January 15th. And then just every quarter after that, you want to go ahead and go through that portal online, fill it out, create an account, and then make that payment.
But what if you make less? Do they give you a refund?
Yeah, potentially you can get a refund.
Or they'll give me my refund.
No, but check this out. Yes, to answer your question, yeah. If you overpay,
okay,
yeah, you'll get a refund. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was
thinking about something else. Yeah, you'll get a refund.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. When it's tax season, you guys pretty much, you know, tax season is pretty much just squaring up. Do I owe you? Do you owe me? And then, yeah, they'll give you a refund if you overpaid or put too much in there.
Got you. And what is January 15th?
That's the estimated payment date for the fourth quarter.
To listen to or watch this full episode, be sure to check out the Social Proof Podcast on your favorite listening platform or on YouTube.
Finally, you asked for it, and we created a Patreon, okay? We created an inner circle. We have amazing stories, amazing information, how-tos from the episodes. The only thing we're missing is a community. So it's about that time. We put together our Patreon. We put together our community because we have to have conversation around the information. So even this podcast we're listening to right now, there needs to be conversation. I want to hear what you got. Like, let's throw some stuff back and forth. And because we're like-minded, we're all going in the same direction. When we connect in a community, we can connect on other stuff outside the community because we're building real relationships. Okay, so check out the Patreon. We got 3 tiers. I don't care what tier you join. The support is appreciated. What if I told you for $1, I will introduce you to hundreds of entrepreneurs every single morning this week from all across the country? You'll be able to talk to hundreds of entrepreneurs and I'll coach you. I'll coach you for $1 this whole week. And I'll introduce you to some of my successful friends for $1 this week. Would you take part in that? Well, go to themorningmeetup.com because that's exactly what we're doing here, okay? The only organization that gathers entrepreneurs every single day for the betterment of entrepreneurship, okay? Every single day, Monday through Friday, we gather, we're growing, we're learning. We got a book club. Have you ever seen hundreds of entrepreneurs reading the same book every single chapter, every single day? We're growing together, okay? You need the environment to grow in. Themorningmeetup.com, $1. I'm going to give you all this for $1. If you want to stay, great. It's $79 a month after that. If not, no obligation. You can leave whenever you want. All right? TheMorningMeetup.com. I'll see you in the morning.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.